The Truth News Network. In a world of corrupt media, you need the truth. TNN. The Truth News Network. And your crusader in arms, Dan Newman.
Oh my God, what has happened now? The House of Representatives has moved this impeachment inquiry one step closer to formally impeaching President Trump. Hello, everybody. And today we're going to get right to the reason, the stated reason for the House's impeachment process. We'll call it impeachment by quid pro quo. And let's get this right out. What is quid pro quo? You've heard it mentioned a lot of late. Well, here is the definition. Quid pro quo is something that is given in return for something else or accepted as a reciprocal part of an exchange. That's simple enough. On Capitol Hill, we've heard it every day, all day, and 24/7. It never stops. And it's all about the telephone call from the summer between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky. The president's detractors claim that in that phone call, President Trump threatened Ukraine and he said the U.S. is going to hold congressionally approved foreign aid if Zelensky did not restart Ukraine's previous investigation into corruption in his government that involved former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. President Trump immediately authorized the release of the transcript of that phone call that was allegedly a quid pro quo. What follows is a PDF of that transcript. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you do so. It's brief. It's right there on the first page of this story at truthnewsnet.org. Click on it. It's only just a few pages long. Read the transcript before we move on. Here's the part of the call that has set the political left on fire and, quite honestly, has become the latest justification for their impeachment of President Trump. Trump, and this is in the transcript, said this, quote, "The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution and a lot of people want to find out about that, so whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution, so if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me." That is what President Trump is being impeached for, or is threatened to be impeached for. In context, Ukraine's former federal prosecutor was in the middle of a massive investigation of Burisma. That's the Ukrainian gas company which had Hunter Biden on their board for enormous corruption allegations that took place in Ukraine. Zelensky's predecessor abruptly fired that prosecutor just hours after then-Vice President Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion of U.S. congressionally approved aid to Ukraine if that prosecutor was not fired. In fact, Biden bragged about it on tape, and that video went viral. Everybody's seen it. He gave the president of Ukraine at that time just 6 hours to fire that prosecutor, or that $1 billion wouldn't be coming from the U.S. And the prosecutor was fired. That real quid pro quo assured Ukraine their receipt of that $1 billion in aid. Trump detractors claim that his administration this past summer withheld additional aid for Ukraine. And even though President Zelensky publicly declared there was no quid pro quo given by the Trump administration that might have affected the release of foreign aid, Democrats are dead set on finding someone, somebody, who will somehow implicate President Trump for doing just that. This entire conversation has forced many, including us here at Truth News Network, to take an objective view of U.S. foreign aid to other countries. Indeed, much of such assistance is for humanitarian reasons like health care, for extreme poverty, famine in some places, and even housing. But much of U.S. foreign aid is for military purposes. Only a naive American, or a Washington politician, would expect Americans to believe that the U.S. has expectations for every type of foreign aid from its recipients, but especially a return of some sort of the $50 billion or so the U.S. doles out in military assistance. Every year around this time, the administration submits its annual request to Congress to appropriate billions of dollars for America's allies and its partners in the Middle East and elsewhere to finance their purchase of U.S. military training and equipment. Congress rubber stamps these requests with little regard for whether this assistance achieves U.S. foreign policy objectives. It does the same when the executive branch requests congressional approval of arms sales for cold hard cash. Such free spending might be good industrial policy. After all, it creates jobs in key congressional districts, provides corporate welfare for America's defense companies, and helps maintain the national defense. But it makes for lousy foreign policy, let's face it. The U.S. will continue to pour money down a rat hole until Congress and the executive branch better understand why these problems keep recurring and muster the political will to fix them. And the key to all of them is quid pro quo. Would any of this even be a minor consideration of foreign aid if there was no specific type of expectation of a return or a quid pro quo? I couldn't say it better than did Alabama Republican Congressman Mo Brooks. Here's what he said. I love this. He's a good old Southern boy. Quote, "In every instance in which the United States government gives another country something, whether it be military supply or its food, there better dadgum well be a quid pro quo." Dadgum, that's a great Southern colloquialism. Mo continued, "There better be an expectation, for example, that military equipment we give Ukraine is going to be used to fight the Russians. Another quid pro quo is that we expect that Ukraine is not going to give that military equipment to any of our enemies like Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, or what have you." He continued, calling for a mutually beneficial transaction. Makes a whole lot of sense to me. Just one P.S. here regarding former VP Joe Biden's public mix-up in which he claimed to blackmail Ukraine to stop investigating his son. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed out, without saying it explicitly, that there was a U.S. quid pro quo regarding Ukraine, but it was not by President Trump or his administration, but apparently by the previous administration. The secretary put it this way, quote, "This is the administration that sold Ukraine the Javelin missiles they wanted." He's referencing the Trump administration. "The previous administration, I couldn't tell you why, I couldn't answer if it's because of Hunter Biden, that Barack Obama and Vice President Biden didn't give defensive weapon systems to Ukraine," he continued. "They'll have to answer for that. Maybe I just don't have the full story," Pompeo said. So let me ask you a question. What do you think would happen if President Trump doesn't win in 2020, if he's not reelected? That would mean that one of the Democrat candidates would assume residence in the White House, wouldn't it? Well, let's look at what a couple of those people have to say in their campaign about possible quid pro quo regarding other countries. As Democratic candidates spend more time on the stump, it was inevitable that the question of whether aid to our ally in the Middle East, Israel, should be sacred or not. Would that even come up? Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg were both asked recently whether U.S. assistance to Israel should be used as a way of influencing Israeli behavior. In other words, quid pro quo. And they both answered in ways that opened up the door to that possibility while being purposely vague about whether and how they would actually pursue it. Warren responded to a question about tying aid to settlement construction that American policy supports a two-state solution and that everything is on the table, her words, if Israel moves in the opposite direction. Buttigieg, on the other hand, said that he would use assistance to Israel as, quote, "leverage to guide Israel in the right direction." That leading candidates from the party's progressive and moderate wings gave similar answers about using assistance to Israel as a way of influencing Israeli behavior is a good indication that at some point in the not-too-distant future, tying aid to specific Israeli policies will be a mainstream Democratic position if things continue along the same path. Now, let me ask you this. Let's just assume that Warren or Buttigieg get elected in 2020, and they're in the White House, and they have their own State Department and Secretaries of State, and this comes up. Do you think Adam Schiff would reach out and point a finger and start impeachment processes for either one of them for using a quid pro quo foreign policy against Israel? I don't even have to answer that. You know. Of course he wouldn't. Why? Because they're Democrats. We're going to go away for about 60 seconds. Now, you stay close, because when we come back, probably the most important segment that you're going to hear and see at Truth News Network is going to wrap up our show. And it's a 3.5-minute video. You do not want to miss this. We'll be back with it right after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants.
Mmm, that does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure! I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal!
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami, available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway, eat fresh.
Shop at H&M. Be stylish. Be trendy. With women's clothes and accessories at the best quality and the best prices since 1947. Come to H&M and shop for women's clothing and accessories inspired by the latest fashion trends. Here at H&M, the master of cheap fashion, clothes cost the average price of $21.40.
Wow, that's so cheap and affordable.
I know, right? H&M offers fashion and quality clothing at an affordable price.
So, what are you waiting for? Come shop at H&M today!
Hashtag hot and modern.
Guardian of the truth. Knight of the Republic, speaker of the facts, Dan Newman on TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Ooh, I kind of like that. A little smooth jazz to get us into our closing here today. As the smooth jazz lingers, let's go ahead and get right to our summary. In anticipation of the rapid intensification by Democrats of their calls to impeach the president for his alleged blackmail of Ukraine President Zelensky, we offer today the explanation of the normal use of quid pro quo by an Obama staffer. That's right. She explains how political quid pro quo always has been used by the United States government, is used today, and still will be used by the U.S. as leverage as it sees fit at the time with governments it chooses. Watch and listen carefully to her objective analysis.
Jen Psaki tries to make this distinction between a quid pro quo that is related to a political interest versus a quid pro quo that is related to a national interest or in the interest of our country. My question to you, we read this transcript. We know President Trump asked for a favor relating to investigations into meddling in the United States presidential election from 2016. How on earth could a Democrat argue that that is only in Trump's political interest and that knowing who and what and how foreign entities meddled in our presidential election is not in the interest of our country?
Well, it's obviously in the interest of our country, but this is the argument they're trying to make. And this is why they're doing this entire impeachment process in secret, because they know if this testimony was made public, their narrative would start to unravel. Because you have numerous agency officials, administration officials testifying, many times saying there was no quid pro quo. We were legitimately looking into election meddling. This doesn't fit their narrative, so they're doing it in secret. But what's interesting about this whole thing is that, of course, we use quid pro quos all the time. That is what foreign aid is. And the most stunning, glaring example of this is actually Joe Biden on camera saying that he threatened to hold up $1 billion of Ukrainian aid to the country of Ukraine, unless they fired their prosecutor because he was corrupt. The prosecutor who, by the way, was investigating his son, Hunter Biden. But Of course, Democrats don't want to talk about that because, you know, that's that we don't talk about that now because Joe Biden is running for president.
Well, that's even an example of the first example that Jen Psaki on CNN made when she said quid pro quos, when they're used as levers for your own political gain or, I suppose, personal gain. In the case of Joe Biden on that video, he didn't want both his own political interests or his son, the personal interests of his son to be damaged by this prosecutor in the Ukraine. That's an example of the first kind of quid pro quo, the kind that's probably inappropriate. The second kind, as it relates to the national interest, corruption that's happening in other countries, especially when it involves our election process or individuals who are American citizens, that is in the interest of our country. And I don't understand how Democrats can deny, after telling us that Russian meddling is a threat to our democracy and hacking Mitch McConnell for not bringing up their so-called election security bill in the Senate, after all of that rhetoric, how can they possibly argue that President Trump shouldn't be doing everything he can to get to the bottom of what happened in 2016?
Well, and this is one of the levers of power that we have as the United States. Being the richest country in the world gives us this kind of power over other countries who are dependent on our aid. We can then compel their behavior on issues that are important to us. And that transcript shows President Trump pulling that lever of power, as has every president before him, to say, look, on this issue of election meddling, which, as you point out, is incredibly high stakes, we need Ukrainian cooperation. You know, we could ask them for it, but the way that we can actually compel their behavior is by holding up aid or by saying, hey, we need you to do this in exchange for X. That is how diplomacy is done across the world. I don't care what Jen Psaki says. I also know people in the State Department that will tell you, yes, we do use our aid, our leverage, to compel behavior from our international partners, as do every other country in the world and every other president besides President Trump.
That's very interesting, isn't it? Listen, if Ukraine quid pro quo by Mr. Trump that is 100% alleged and without factual evidence in its support is the tool that Pelosi and company used to remove Donald Trump through impeachment as president, for the next year, all that we'll see and hear are going to be hollow threats and allegations from Democrats. There certainly is not, nor can be, treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors factually attached to this benign incident by Mr. Trump, an incident of typical and historical leverage of American foreign aid used to compel, in this case, the Ukraine president to resume his country's investigation into corruption that it had investigated during the Obama administration, but mysteriously stopped at the direction of Vice President Joe Biden. This video should be downloaded, kept in your notes, and passed out throughout this impeachment process when you hear and see others scream about Trump's impeachable Ukraine quid pro quo. It wasn't, isn't, and will not be an impeachable offense. Just ask every previous president who was alive today if they used it in their foreign aid negotiations. I'll answer for them. They each did. By the way, remember in our opening we defined quid pro quo? For an incident to be one that qualifies as such, there must be something given to one party in return from something provided by the other party. Ukraine received that foreign aid that has been wrongfully mischaracterized by Democrats. What did Ukraine give to Donald Trump in exchange for that? Nothing. There is and has not been an investigation initiated or ongoing by Ukraine into Joe Biden or his son, Hunter. I got to tell you, this atmosphere is almost unbearable. And it gets worse every day, not factually, not with more information, not with any evidence, but just with emotion. They're trying to impeach this president using emotion to whip up rancor among voters. Thankfully, we're all smarter than that. We recognize the truth, and we're going to act accordingly. Hey, thanks for being here with us today. You know, chapter after chapter, it's all pretty much been about the same thing, but just same song, different verse. And we'll keep you up to date with everything substantive going on regarding this and other things in Washington, D.C. Until we get together again. Have a great one, folks. So long, everybody.
No hook to the left, no slice to the right. Straight up the fairway to the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network.